Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
The Carrie and Tommy podcast begins in just seconds. Powered by Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power.
Thank you for being a friend.
Yeah.
And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say,
thank you for being a friend.
It's the one and only
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah. Yes, welcome to it for your Thursday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
Oh, sorry, guys. I should put these on.
Why? You're putting your sunglasses on?
Because
your Prada sunglasses too, you loser.
Because I am.
Are they real?
You've got Prada sunglasses.
I know.
guys, sorry. I've just come from a... Actually, ask where I've come
from. I've had a question about those glasses for a while.
Yeah.
Are they women's glasses?
Probably.
I think they might be.
Yeah.
I think I tried them on when I went to buy mine.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think I often wear women's sunglasses. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't mind it. I tried to wear women's jeans at one stage and then I did. And I realised there's I just like these jeans. And they said, these are women's. And I said,
What's that you're playing?
This is a bit of Stevie Wonder for you. This is Why? Isn't She Love You.
Isn't She Lovely?
Yeah.
I reckon you should have previewed that before you.
Just a baby crying in the background. Anyway, why are you putting your sunglasses on?
Oh, I've come from a shoot, guys. Did a fashion shoot this morning, so I'm a module now.
Are you?
Yeah, but there was a bit of a problem because this
was it for a clothing line or what?
It was for a magazine. Thank you very much. I've hit print. And after that, I assume Milan or wherever other people like me go. Bit of a problem, though. And I noticed it when I got there and I tried the clothes on because they took my measurements. And they took my measurements about a month ago. And as you know, Carrie, I got injured about a month ago. And I haven't hit the gym in about a month. And the other way.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm about to tell you. So as soon as they started taking photos, they sent the photos through the boss and phones started going off and they started chatting and I heard a lot of, we can try. No, I know it is meant to be. Yeah, okay. And then they came in with bulldog clips and I think they expected both my arm measurements and my chest measurements to be the same as when they were. And I think they were expecting a slightly buffer man at their photo shoot.
Instead of Zac Efron, they got you.
Yes. And what they said to me was, it's just not quite smouldering enough. And so then they got a bunch of bulldog clips and they changed their angles. Mm-hmm. And then they even moistured up my arms a bit to try and make them look a bit shinier and a bit musclier.
Milan or the recycling bin, which one will it be?
I reckon it could be a combination of both, Carrie.
There's nothing worse than I've been at so many shoots when you hear them chatting
quietly. I can never have a win,
I was going to relate with you when they're chatting around the laptop looking at your pictures and it's one of the most vulnerable moments ever.
Especially when they cover their mouth and they say, and then you go, all good? And they go, all good, you look fabulous. Yes. Oh, my God, he's skinny as a rake. What happened? We thought we were getting a muscle-bound dude, and he looks disgusting. Disgusting. He's never going to make it in Milan.
Well, speaking of looks and speaking of skinny dudes and not going to the gym, have I got a story for you for what went down at the gym up next?
Ooh. Carrie and Tommy.
For your Thursday afternoon, which means thank you or no thank you is coming up soon.
Ooh.
If you hit the gym this morning, be thankful that you didn't see these two people at the gym.
What are they doing?
In fact, you probably never see them at the gym, to be fair, because they, this couple purposely book out a gym space when there's no one around.
Why?
Just so they can have the space to themselves for their naked workouts.
Sorry, Carrie?
So they're a polyamorous Brazilian couple and they like to take their intimacy next level, and they believe this kind of working out not only increases their intimacy, but it also helps them work harder because they can see themselves naked at all times as they're working out, which I can imagine that side of it. Because if you saw yourself working out naked, because gym gear does tuck everything in and you're like, oh, I'm fine, I don't even need to be here. If you saw it all wobbling around, you would be like, oh my God, keep squatting, girl, keep squatting, girl.
I'd be like, I'm leaving the gym.
Nah.
And But guys,
you don't wear tight stuff, do you? You know what you look like.
I do not want to see myself naked squatting.
Well, imagine your girlfriend seeing you squatting, because
I'm seeing the pictures.
So they're squatting together with the bars up in the air, kissing at the same time. This one, he's doing a leg press there, and she's got her bits near his head.
Yeah. Imagine asking for a spot. Hey.
Did you? I know.
Yeah, I should point out, they're not fully naked. They've got shoes on. They've got shoes on. Safety first.
Do you know some of these workouts they're doing? Mm. So you mentioned the leg press, but you said what he's doing there? Mm. He's doing the clean and jerk there. Oh, and she, can you see what she's doing?
What is she doing?
The snatch.
Yeah. Well done. In this one here, she's doing sit-ups and he's holding her feet. So he's just sort of squatting on the ground, legs apart, holding her feet, and she's doing sit-ups into his face. It's all a lot. It's an interesting conversation about what activities you can do naked. And we have done this on the show before, vacuuming naked. It's a thing that's done particularly by our producer Pippa here. She says loves cleaning naked. Did you not say that?
Yeah, not vacuuming though.
Oh, sorry. What do you do?
I mean, for the purposes of it on air.
No. I'm more interested in what you actually do.
I clean anything that requires bleach. Mm-hmm. So like my kitchen sink, I like to get in there every few months with a good bleaching. My bathroom, laundry, I will do all of that nude. Get down on all fours, give it a good scrub. It's just because I don't want to risk getting bleach on my clothes.
Of course.
Yes,
of course.
It's much better on your naked genitalia.
Yes.
Sizzling
of course.
It.
Of
well, it's
course.
Not used for anything else.
I was going to say, does Andrew ever walk in on you on all fours in the laundry?
No, I put a big old do not disturb sign.
Just turn the hotel room.
You should get that tattooed. That'd be great. Closed for business. Or just back in 5 minutes, but permanently. Yes, because there's some things. I remember once, and I just felt incredibly sorry for the person. I remember once I was at an establishment where people don't wear many clothes. Mm-hmm. And this lady was pouring a beer, which was lovely. And that's fine thing to do.
She was pouring a beer naked.
Yes. Yep. But the keg was out. So then she had to turn around and change the keg. Now, that's just manual labour at that point. And you're bent
over
and hunched
down. But aren't
you
still into that if you're at one of those joints?
No, I just wanted to help. It was a lot. It's grunting and hanging and just better hang on. Just got to wait. Just got to. I don't think that's a nude
so
activity.
So what areas can you be nude? Only the bedroom and the bathroom.
No,
is there anywhere else?
No, people do nude stuff all the time. Bob Hawke famously used to answer the front door nude because he would always sunbake in the backyard nude, and he decided if someone knocked at his door, it was his house and his rules.
Is that while he was PM?
Ah, great question. I think so.
Oh, didn't know that.
What, you say that like, wish, it's like if you had a time machine, you wouldn't go back and win the lotto, you wouldn't go back.
No, but why am I dreaming of John Howard and those kind of old politicians?
I know, but think
could
of
be dreaming
all,
of Hawkeye.
But think of all the things you could do with your time travel machine. You could literally stop world wars from happening and you're like, nah, I just want to see Bob Hawke's dong as I bang on the front door.
13 10 60. What do you do naked?
Great.
Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Thursday, Arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13 10 60, what do you do in the nude?
Yes. Very fascinating. Because this is because the gym you go to, everybody's in the nude. And that's why you signed up. And now you're pretending like it's a story.
A polyamorous Brazilian couple.
Call yourself whatever you want.
has taken to exercising nude because they believe then seeing themselves in the mirror makes them work harder, but also increases their intimacy between them.
It would make me work softer if I saw myself in the mirror.
Jay.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. What are you doing nude?
My wife and I are lifestylers.
Oh, yes.
We have been doing that for about 4 or 5 years. It's not an everyday occurrence, but it does happen. There is a cruise out of Miami that is a full lifestylers cruise, and one of the rule of thumbs is if you're going to sit down, take a towel with you, and a darker one preferably.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you don't want to be sitting where other people have been sitting. I mean, come on.
It's Jay. I understand it all, but it's funny that even when you're all nude, there's still boundaries.
I just think, definitely.
I'm interested to know why the name change. Why did you go from nudist to lifestylists?
Mm. Well, because you said, "What do you do in the nude?" And we do a lot of stuff in the nude.
I'm not saying you particularly. I'm just saying, why do nudists now call them lifestylists?
Well, no, there's a difference. A nudist is just being nude. You want to be nude and maybe get some sun or whatever. You feel liberated and alive. Mm-hmm. But lifestylers, you might accidentally swap couples.
Yes.
It's a lifestyle.
So think of the 70s tea parties, the pampas grass out the front of your house, Kerry. I mean, have you got any?
I've got some more questions. So who suggests it to who? Your wife suggests it to you, or you suggest it to your wife that's a new lifestyle you should enjoy?
Well, we've been together 20 years and we did 40 things to do before we were 40. It was supposed to be in our 40s, but we couldn't do it all. And six of them were like some naughty things, and like, you know, one of them happened to be with an extra person or an extra couple of people.
Wow.
And that's how we fell into it. And it was really good.
Really good.
Yeah.
Jay, I love it. You mentioned a cruise in Miami. That makes it sound very glamorous. Do we have any versions of that in Australia? Is there a tinny that
asking?
Goes out?
You want to
actually,
go on
1 year ago this week, we were on a cruise to New Zealand out of Sydney, and it was a celebrity cruise, cruise lines. And there is a lifestyle pineapple club Facebook page, and a lady runs trips, and she organises everything. And we had about 30 couples from America and Australia, and that was one of the smallest ones that she.
But which couple are there? Nude celebrities? Why is it a celebrity?
No. It was just the brand. Like, you could do P&O, you could do Carnival, you could do Virgin, but it was a celebrity cruise ship here at the time.
You're doing a P&O.
And because that was just a regular cruise, you can't just go running around naked.
Do you ever what happens if it gets cold, Jay? Like, is there ever time?
Oh, I'm sure someone will help you out. But what, like on those cruises, it's behind closed doors. But the ones in Miami, you could be on the pool, on the bar, on the dance. It's open slather.
Wow. Hell, Jay.
I thought this gym couple were a lot.
Well, I also thought I wasn't into cruises. So. Thank you, Jay.
Charlie, what do you do nude?
All my housework, so my dishes, everything, my mopping, my sweeping, all of it.
Why is that, Charlie?
I don't know. I just, as you guys were saying before, it kind of makes me feel liberated.
I just get to
walk around my house, do what I want, and it's pretty funny when door knockers come knocking, because I have to walk up with the vacuum in my hand, you know, like, sorry, can't help.
Have you ever had any mishaps where the appliances have somehow caused injury or accident?
No, but my flatmate and his partner came home and I had the music going with the vacuum and his missus opened the door and, I was just standing there vacuuming the hallway and I was very uncomfortable.
To be fair, though, at least you were cleaning. I don't reckon she would have been caring. She would have just been happy that someone was doing the cleaning.
No, I also stupidly assumed that from what Charlie was saying, he lived by himself. I didn't expect there to be a housemate.
It's a bit more exciting.
It is very exciting. Good on you, Charlie. Thank you.
What about you, Harry?
I'm actually currently in the nude right now.
Good on you,
can we
Harry.
Guess what you're doing?
Yeah, guess what I'm doing.
I don't think I want to guess.
Are you driving?
I am driving.
You can drive nude? Is that legal?
I'm driving a tractor.
Are you, Harry?
Yeah.
Good on you.
Have you got sunscreen on?
No, it's got a cab, but the aircon's not working, so.
And I thought ploughing the field meant something completely different.
Carrie and Tommy.
It's Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we are doing the roast of Tommy Little for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And guys, all of the tickets are almost gone.
carrieandtommy.com.au if you want to grab yourself a seat. It is just a matter of days away. Next Tuesday night, it's going to be a big fun-filled night because...
But right now...
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, that's so cross.
When there's something in your life that you really like, you say, thank you.
Thank you.
But if there's something going on that can take a hike, you say, no, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Carrie and Tommy's thank you or no thank you.
You want to kick off?
You go.
So, I want to say a big no thank you to clothes that say they're pre-shrunk and then they shrink.
What does pre-shrunk mean?
You know how often when you buy t-shirts and stuff, they will say, and don't worry, they're pre-shrunk. So they're
never
not...
heard that.
Have it you never heard
that? On the label.
No. Now I don't know. I feel like I say they say it to my face.
Mini. Is that my crops that I'm wearing? Are they pre-shrunk?
Am I the only one that's heard this? They say that clothes are pre-shrunk, so they're not going to shrink when you put them in the dryer.
So what, they made them bigger, put them in the dryer, shrunk them, and then they're selling to you as a normal
size. They've already shrunk.
Do they say that to you when you buy them?
Yes. Yeah, these are because I often ask when I put them on and I try them, I'm like, is this going to shrink because it might be a bit big? And they say, no, they're pre-shrunk.
Why don't people just make shirts not to shrink?
Sorry, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's because this is to get around that. And they say to me, don't worry, they're pre-shrunk, so they're not going to shrink
in the
dryer.
And then you put them in the dryer, and then happens? They shrink again.
They shrink. They go back to... Yes.
Yes, no thanks.
No thank you
no
to that.
No thanks to a thing I didn't even know about.
Yes.
No thanks.
Yes.
I want to say a big no thank you to forgetting things at the supermarket. A trip to the supermarket when you've got children, especially ones still in car seats, is an absolute punish. Mm. To get home from a supermarket and realise you don't have an ingredient or two that you needed is one of the more frustrating things in life.
Really?
Yeah. There's no, like, you can't just duck back. But it's like everyone's out, you're all settled in, you go, okay, kids, we've all got to go back all the way to that place, get everybody back in, get everyone back out of the supermarket, all for one item.
Can I add to that? Because I reckon one of the most frustrating things for me, obviously, as you know, I don't have kids, but when I go to the supermarket, I might get all of the ingredients, and it always seems to be Basil. And then there'll be a vital ingredient, and the supermarket will have run out of it. I reckon they should have a sign on entry of what they're out of, and so you don't go around buying all the other ingredients for your basil pesto, only to find out now you've got to make a pesto with just pine nuts and parsley.
Actually, that reminds me, I think a big thank you to Audi's advertisements. Have you heard the Audi ads?
I have.
They're very funny.
That we love you.
We don't mind if you go cheat on us at another supermarket because we're never going to have everything you need. Funny.
Yeah, but
thank
also
thank you for being funny.
I'd like to also say a big no thank you to Audi for not having everything we need.
Anybody can be everything.
And a no thank you to people who think they can be everything to everybody.
Exactly. 131060. Yes. What do you want to say thank you or no thank you to? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
When there's something in your life that you really like, you say thank you.
Thank you.
But if there's something going on that can take a hike, you say no thank you.
No thank you.
No thank you.
Carrie and Tommy's thank you or no thank you.
I'll add toothpaste to my thank you or no thank you list.
Which one?
Just all forms.
No, sorry. Are you thanking them or no
thank you? No thank you. Why? It is absolutely impossible for me to keep a tube of toothpaste clean. Like I can't. I've tried all ways. I can't.
Get that little squirt bottle.
No, I'm not getting a squirt bottle.
A squirt bottle?
Yeah, you can get a little squirt bottle.
You decanter it.
You should
don't
decanter
you?
Your,
you should don't decanter. You decanter it into the squirt better. Bottle?
No. It's just like, you know, like honey.
Mm.
You can get toothpaste like those.
Oh.
Like it's got a little cap on it that you lift up and tip it upside down and squirt it on.
The idea of
decantering toothpaste is wonderful. Just a slow pour.
No, I don't
of a
mean
clearly
like a wine
well-aged toothpaste.
No. Oh, this is a 2017 Colgate. Yeah. I bought a big tube, so it's
decanter
lasted me.
Just means to get something out of something and into something else. It doesn't mean it's not just the process of aging it.
That's
Do you understand
fun.
That? Like that's decantering it from that to
that. Do you understand that when I pour something into something else, I say I decanter it?
Oh, did you decant your water today, Tommy? Because
no, but Carrie decanted some milk into her tea before.
No, it's not quite like that. It's where you empty something out into another form of a.
So when you go for a pee, you actually decant a urine into the toilet.
Troy.
How you going?
Help me.
Decanter your thank you or no thank you on it, Troy.
Old decanter. A big no thank you to old mate being nude in the gym, sweaty plums on the bench.
Yeah,
I know. Agree, are they Troy. Going round with some wipes afterwards, Troy? Because it's disgusting.
Well, if it's increasing their, vigour, they might not be too keen on cleaning.
Troy, it actually reminds me, my mate, they had to ban a guy from his gym because he was filming his it was a 24-hour gym, and he was filming his OnlyFans content at said gym.
Well, this couple, they do OnlyFans. They think they film content while they're doing it.
Mm.
Yeah, but they ask for permission. They don't just slip in at 11 p.m. and film their content.
They might slip in at 11 p.m. and film their content. Thank you, Troy, for getting involved. G'day, Deb.
Yeah, hey.
Do you want to say thank you or no thank you to something?
I want to say a big fat thank you to the Fiji Airways crew.
Oh, yeah.
They tidied up my daughter's vomit last night.
Oh, no. What happened to her?
Oh, we're just flying home and she just smelt the mac and cheese served in front of her and that was it.
Are you sure that was it, Deb? She wasn't getting stuck into the free piss on Fiji Airways?
Well, look, to be fair, she is my daughter.
Good on you, Deb. Thank you. Ella, g'day.
Hi. I actually don't have a thank you or no thank you. I just think the word decanter is wrong. I think it's decant.
Oh, you decant something from one thing
I
to another.
Think.
Oh, okay, not decant or something.
I just Googled it and I was like, I think it's decant, and I've been saying it wrong all the time as well.
So you decant the wine into a decanter.
I think so.
Sorry, Carrie, do you mean we were right?
Thank you. You were.
Thank you. I think you meant to say forry.
Carrie and Tommy. That is where you're at for your Thursday afternoon. Coming up after 4 o'clock, we've got not Daniel Ricciardo, not Oscar Piastri, the two Aussies in the Formula One Grand Prix, but we've got an honorary Aussie.
He's the best. I cannot wait to have him on.
It's an interesting tactic there. I thought Jesse was just going to list all the people that
we don't have
on the show.
No, we didn't even ask them. We just want this guy. He's the best.
Yes.
What have you got for us now?
Because it is the gift that keeps on giving. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I've got another Kate Middleton
update. God. This is the fourth day in a row that we're talking about Kate Middleton.
Is Middleton William's last name?
No, Kate Middleton's her original name, isn't it?
Did she not take his name? Aren't they married?
That's a
What
very
is the royal
question.
Family's last name?
I think, is it Potter?
Isn't it?
It's Windsor.
Yeah, she's not Kate Windsor.
Queen was Mountbatten Windsor.
Such a funny name, isn't it? Mountbatten Windsor.
Mm. Where have you been, Mountbatten? Just in Windsor.
Okay, so first of all, I have no idea how to answer that because I've never thought about the fact that she hasn't taken his name, which for an old traditional institution is strange. Mm. But also, you know how earlier in the week we were joking that we need a little opener, a little funny little jingle to play at the start of our Kate updates?
Yes.
We should have got one made because this is the fourth day we're doing it. Jez, on the tools, did you end up making anything, a little Kate update for us?
Yeah, you guys had a bunch of, you kind of brainstormed on air the other day, which was a different thing for the show, but all the ideas you had on air, I put into one intro.
Okay.
Great.
Okay.
On the Carrie and Tommy show, it's time for a
update
on Kate.
How's this?
Kate, yes.
So we've done a bit of digging, and no, she didn't take Prince William's surname because he doesn't have one, and now neither does she.
So is Prince his first name and is William his last name?
He's just William. What do you mean? Under a declaration made in the Privy Council in 1960, the name Mountbatten Windsor applies to male line descendants of Queen Elizabeth II without royal titles and styles. So he has a royal title, so he's just Prince William, with no last name.
So he's not a Mountbatten Windsor?
No.
It's a pity.
That's so weird.
Do you want to hear my
cupcake date?
Update. Middleton stuck in the middle with my update. So I heard this just around the
water. Where did you hear it?
Around the water cooler. Mm-hmm. And it was rife with Kate Middleton chat. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, this theory I haven't heard before, and I didn't know the initial bit, but they reckon none of it's real.
Oh, my God.
So they reckon none of it's real.
What, she never had surgery?
They reckon she never had surgery. And they deliberately put out that badly photoshopped pic mm-hmm. so that everybody would notice the Photoshop details and everybody would be talking about Kate updates around the world to distract from the real issue at
hand. Which is?
His old man, what's his name? Charles.
Charles.
Charles's cancer is far worse than we thought, and he's far sicker, and he's about to fall off the perch. So they're trying to make it so nobody finds out about that. And so they're like, badly photoshopped pics and all this stuff. So we're talking about that.
Oh, when poor Kate.
Cover what? Up.
The elephant's in the room. And guess who the elephant is? It's Charles.
Charles
is the elephant.
It's got mm-hmm. legs. The elephant. It's got legs.
The elephant's got legs. Mm. Anyway.
Got a trunk.
I'm not saying it's true, but I'm just not saying it's not true.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Stay tuned for tomorrow's update.
You've got to
go to another water cooler and find out some more.
Better make some other shit up.
Carrie and Tommy. Yes, and coming up very soon, we add another roaster to the list.
Yes, that's exciting.
Mm. Hey, two bits of news that piqued my interest today.
Yeah.
Australia's the 10th happiest place in the world.
Really?
Yeah. Who's ahead of us?
Finland, number one. It's all the Nordic countries. Denmark, number two, and Iceland, number three. And speaking of the Nordic countries.
So you know what's funny about that? Mm. Actually, no, this will really bring the tone down.
What?
Because I think it's Finland has one of the highest rates of unhappiness.
What?
Oh, I thought that was Sweden, but yes, I think same, yeah.
Yes, a lot of these countries are quite, not oxymoronic, that's not quite the right word, but they top out on the happiness scale, but also on the unhappiness scale.
Well, they're normally very good with like pay equity and like maternity leave and stuff like that. But I learned about Sweden today that they have banned kids from buying anti-aging skincare in their pharmacies, which a year ago I reckon you would have gone, what? Why are kids buying anti-aging skincare? But if you're a parent of a tween or even younger, you'll know all they're obsessed with is Drunk Elephant, which I had no idea what that was, which is a very expensive skincare brand.
Is it?
And that they're all doing these all step processes to make their skin better. These are kids who've got the most beautiful skin in the world. Mm-hmm. And some of them are also using anti-aging stuff that's got like retinol A in it and stuff like that, which you cannot use on young skin. Like it can burn and stuff.
I'll tell you what, Sweden are going to regret that when they've got these haggard looking 20-year-olds in a few years. Hey, Bickers, up next, very exciting. An F1 superstar joins us.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Across Australia for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You've seen the billboards. He's the unofficial third Aussie racing in this weekend's Melbourne Grand Prix. His partner is Aussie cyclist Tiffany Cromwell. He loves his beer and most importantly, he has got a mullet. He's a 10-time race winner, including Melbourne in 2019, and was part of 5 Constructors' Championships with Mercedes. Would you please welcome Valtteri Bottas?
Thanks for having me.
Can you please describe to people what you're wearing?
I'm wearing my Aussie race suit. It's simple as that.
It's like a sleeveless, quite shorty shorts version of a racing suit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. In the colour blue.
Keeps me cool in the strong Australian sun.
You've got nice pins too. Nice legs.
You have lovely legs.
Yeah.
It does look a bit like if you put your arms up in the air, it might cut you in half.
it feels a bit like that, but it's all right.
You know? It looks great. But have you heard the term moose knuckle?
I actually have, yeah. Moose
knuckle, yeah. It's quite a moose knuckly outfit.
Yeah, and maybe a bit of a wedgie as well.
So for people that don't know, you are doing ad at the moment with Uber Car Share. We have a little bit of it here. We just listened to it before and watched the ad. It is so funny. Go check it out. But here's a little
I drive a very nice car. It's very fast, very shiny. But sadly, it's not built for the famous Aussie lifestyle. So this is my second car, designed for my second home, Australia. Rod holders.
Thong storage.
Built-in pie oven. Budget smuggler drying system.
Mullet aeration technology.
Check this out. That's a bird.
It's really great.
For people that don't know that you are an honorary Aussie because you were dating one of our amazing cyclists, yes?
Yeah. Tiffany Cromwell. We've been together now a few years and that's obviously one reason that keeps bringing me back to Australia on top of all my love for the country.
Do you love it here?
I love it here.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty obvious.
I was going to say, can we claim you? When do we get to say you're Australian?
Yeah, I keep waiting to get like official honorary Australian title.
But yeah.
Everyone is already saying like, yeah, I should have, but.
Because I would like you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I mean, and you've got the mullet, so you're half the way, well, you're three quarters of the way there.
Yeah, getting there.
You're getting there. How long's it going to go? How long are you going to go with it?
No plan. Things with me just happen, you know, like the mullet, it was just meant to be. And for now, it's not going away. So.
Did you know that was the one word in the ad that I didn't actually understand was the mullet?
Aeration system.
Aeration system.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
that
just
I missed.
It gets pretty hot in Australia on the road trips. So just to keep you fresh, you know.
There was lots of, in this car, there are so many things. Like we mentioned the rod holders and the mullet aeration system. Was there anything in the testing, any ideas that didn't work and had to be removed from the car?
No. I think the planning and ideas were so good that they worked.
It all worked perfectly.
So, well, we made them to work.
Yes, okay. You know,
and everything's actually super useful. If you go for an Aussie proper road trip.
Yes.
I've done some road trips here and I know what you need. So this car, it's my second car, has it all.
Not only do you get behind the wheel of a car, you get on a bike now often. I'm sure courtesy of Tiff introducing you to cycling because she is a very, very well-known Australian cyclist. Wow. How do you get to meet an Australian cyclist? Where did you guys meet?
She's been living more than 10 years in Europe.
We met
through some common friends and then she asked, have you ever been to Adelaide? And I was actually, I haven't. So now I go there obviously every year for sure.
The great thing about cycling for you as well is that mullet aeration system happens because of nature.
Yeah.
You didn't even need to put that into your bike.
No.
That's perfect.
Exactly. And actually protects really well from the sun. So
Yes.
I heard you love a sauna. Tommy's a big fan of the sauna. Do you love an ice bath as well? How long can you do in an ice bath?
I can do pretty long. I don't like compete in it because some people they do like crazy amounts. But actually, in like hot races, between the sessions, I normally have an ice bath. So it's just to keep you cool.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You have won on the biggest stage here before, so you know exactly how that feels. How are you feeling going into the race?
I actually feel much more positive than if you think how I feel if you just look at the results of the first two races. In both races, we had clear issues that we know that we can solve. So we haven't seen the full potential of the new car we have this year, and we've still been learning about it. So I'm positive that we can do better. We can fight for points. Fighting for wins at the moment is, unfortunately, it's just unrealistic. There's a couple of teams that they are on another level at the moment, but it would be awesome to start the points stall here in Melbourne.
We asked a question to Gunther Steiner about do drivers ever make mistakes, or is it always the car's fault? Valtteri, have you ever made a mistake?
Yes, I have.
Oh, have you?
I have, yeah.
Well, how many years ago?
No, honestly, in this sport, you've got to admit the mistakes. You know, otherwise, you never go further. You don't develop. So, being self-honest and being able to raise your hand, okay, I effed up, is super important if you want to get better.
Well, Tommy crashed several cars in the Celebrity Grand Prix that was at a few years ago, and they stopped doing several the Grand Prix cars afterwards. Yes, because he had so many. Did you own up to your mistakes, or was it the car's fault?
No, it was the car's.
it has happened to me. Sometimes it is the car.
Yeah. That was a bit slippy.
Valtteri, that teenage boy that's been sitting in the corner there during this interview isn't just a work experience kid. He is my son, Ollie, who is F1 obsessed. And up next, he'd love to ask you some hard-hitting questions if you can stick around.
We'll get the exclusive with Ollie and Valtteri up next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Thursday arvo, and we are still joined in studio by Finnish and honorary Aussie F1 driver Valtteri Bottas.
Hey, my son Ollie is here. He's a massive F1 fan. Sometimes I wake up in the night and I'm like, what is that? And that's him at 2 a.m. watching a race from around the world. And so I brought him in today. He wanted to ask you a couple of questions.
Of course.
Be kind, Ollie.
I wanted to know, what's your opinions on like the new team name that's a bit lengthy?
Do you mean steak F1 team kicks out?
Yeah.
actually, here we are kicks out, because obviously in different countries there's different regulations for advertising gambling and stuff like that. But in the end, they're kind of similar company.
So what's it after? What's it named after? What is that? Is it a gambling business?
Kick is a streaming platform, but kind of part of the same company as Stake, which Stake is gambling. So actually, Australia is one of the three countries that it can't be promoted.
Yeah,
it's not only a bit lengthy, but it's also sometimes different.
Ever changing. Yeah.
That's complicated for the commentators.
Like, what's the name this weekend?
Great first question, Noel.
Yeah. The second one is, what's like the toughest part about preparing for the race, like mentally?
Mentally toughest part, probably the load we actually have as a driver in terms of all the other commitments we have building up to the weekend. And the F1 media, there's regulation that drivers need to give certain amount of time to the media that attends F1 before the race, and kind of being able to make the switch from just being interviewed almost immediately before jumping into the car before the race, being able to switch on and kind of leave everything behind and focus on the moment. So I would say all the other distraction during the weekend, probably the most difficult.
Do you feel that the same going from, say, this interview into your Uber car share? Is it the same kind of tricky switch to do, you know?
No, that's fine, because that Uber car share is sometimes I love.
You sort of already answered this, but like apart from Australian, like further on, how do you reckon the team's going to perform like at the end of the year or throughout the year?
Better than this. We actually have already some new upgrades for this race. We've got some new stuff coming also for the next one. So there's a clear plan. So I'm way more positive than, like I said, what we've seen before.
And the last one, when you were younger, who was your like inspiration for F1 driving?
My hero as a kid was Mika Häkkinen. He was a Finnish driver who won the titles in 98, 99. That's when I was doing go-karting. So for me, he was massive motivation. I was also waking up to watch every race back home in Finland and cheering him on. And when he finally started to win, I was like, yeah, that's where I want to be one day. And it's quite fun now. He's actually one of my managers.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Would you recommend to your kids to be an F1 driver? So Ollie wants to be a pilot, but now he's going, well, maybe an F1 driver. And I'm like, no, thank you. Given it is such a dangerous sport, is it something that you'd say cool to your kids?
Tough question. You know, it's demanding sport. You need to obviously dedicate all your childhood and teenage years if you want to make it even close to F1. That's how it is. But I think if somebody has a passion for something, you never should say no. And I think that's the way to go. If you see the spark in a kid's eye that they want to do something, whether it's F1 racing or whether it's whatever, you know, yeah. I think the support is important.
And final question, what's still on your bucket list to do in Oz, to do down under?
So much. You know, obviously it's a big country and I've still got so much to see, but probably next on the bucket list with my brand new second car from Uber Carshare is to get on a road trip and really use it and use all the features when I have my holidays.
Because you're very good at this, aren't you? Yeah, you've really mastered the art of cross promotion. This is very good.
Oh, I didn't even think about it.
Well, we love having you here and we're happy to claim you as an Australian. I was going to read out all the stuff about Uber Carshare, but I feel like we have got the message across. It is available for free on Uber Carshare from the 22nd of March until the 12th of April. And of course, the Grand Prix coming up, you can be seen on Channel 10 and on 10 Play. We wish you all the best. Valtteri Bottas, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Gary and Tommy.
For your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie and Tommy, all thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out more at alintaenergy.com.au/truepower.
If you've ever had an ingrown hair and you think, oh, it's innocuous, it's like nothing bad could happen, have I got a story for you.
Really?
And while you wait for that story, I'll give you another little story.
Yeah.
My friend had an ingrown hair in his chest and it grew into a cyst that was the size of like a marble and he had to get it cut out.
Really?
Yes. Just in the middle of his chest there, so, kind of lumpy bit, great, all from an ingrown hair.
A great warning to, if you're listening now, just grow your hairs out.
Mm.
Don't, if you're thinking about maybe I'll try growing them in, it can end badly.
Just listen to what happened to this guy next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. For the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, we are roasting one Tommy Little. We're going to meet another roaster up next, and they are fresh off the biggest comedy gig in Australia.
And tickets to our roast are running out. CarrieandTommy.com.au if you want to get your hot little hands on some. It's only days away and there's only a few seats left.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
If you're strapped for cash and you're trying to find a way to earn a bit more money,
I've got an idea for you.
An American uni student has come up with an idea to try and make some money on spring break. So obviously heaps of uni students are coming into the bar that she works at.
Yep.
So she's developed a signature hurricane shot at her bar where every night someone comes along, they take a shot from a glass held in her mouth before getting a pitcher of water poured on their heads, and then she slaps them in the face. She insists that they all have consented to being slapped. And she said, I'm 100% a performer at best, and I'm really looking, I'm really good at making it look like I'm slapping them as hard as I can, but I'm absolutely not slapping them as hard as I can, which feels like a missed opportunity.
I've seen this. I've seen this online, and she does hit them very hard.
Does she not, and she's just a good performer?
Maybe, but if that's true, then the guy getting slapped was a pretty good performer as well.
Because he was like, ah.
He got rocked around, but he loved it.
Well, how much is she making, you want to know? She does anywhere between 150 and 200 of these shots per night for people. She's racking up $9,000 a night, and she did that for 45 days in a row. So what's that?
She'd have
almost like 45. That's like $50,000. Is that right?
Is that close to $400,000?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Also, I wonder at what point you get a swollen hand.
$400,000 for slapping people.
Oh, you got to spit in their mouth too.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where's the spit in their mouth?
She takes the shot into her mouth and then spits it into their mouth.
I'm reading doesn't say that she spits it into their mouth.
It's a hurricane shot because what do you think is happening?
I've never had a hurricane shot. Even then, though, she's getting to spit in their mouth. Where's the downside
she's
for her?
She's getting to.
Yeah, I know. Carrie's suddenly revealing a bit about herself. What do you mean? So she gets to spit in their mouth.
But it's not like she's getting their spit in her mouth. Like, what's the downside for her?
What do
you
mean?
She has to slap someone and spit in their mouth and then take home 400K for month's work.
Yeah, but there is no downside.
Good
it's like
on
when you.
You
get a drink off a bartender. There's no downside for them. Ayana, another shot, please.
Speaking of shots and alcohol.
I was picturing a couple at the bar and then the girlfriend goes to the toilet and she comes back and her boyfriend's just sitting at the bar soaked in water.
Having been
with
slapped
a red
in the
cheek.
Face.
And she's like, you didn't get one of those shots, did you? No.
There's a 12-year-old boy at a Michigan Outback steakhouse who's ended up in a bit of trouble because he ordered a virgin, I think it was a strawberry daiquiri.
I'm glad you kept going. It's a wild order for a 12-year-old. Just a virgin, please.
She's back working at the other bar. He ordered it.
What, you reckon she's a virgin, the one spitting in people's mouths and slapping them, do you, Carrie?
She's a good performer, she said. She can pretend. Anyway, he ordered a virgin strawberry daiquiri and he drank it and he was like, this tastes a bit weird. Kept drinking it. And then he said his head started to hurt, his heart started to race and they're like, something's wrong with him. So they took him to hospital and found out that they'd in fact given him just a strawberry daiquiri and he was drunk.
Not bad. Extra value.
He then got
money.
A hangover the next day.
Did he?
They had to give him Tylenol. Oh, no.
What was the first age you had a drink?
Oh, no.
Ages after that.
Same.
And finally, have you ever had an ingrown hair you've just had to hack at?
I had one for like a year in my arm.
A year?
Yes, because I thought it was a pimple here in my arm. And it was, I reckon, maybe even longer. And I would just like kind of fiddle with it.
Roll it around.
And then, and then finally, after ages, it popped out and this little hair had curled round in there.
Oh, how fun.
It was
so satisfying.
It was so satisfying. I almost wanted more.
Oh, it's like back pimples.
Bimples.
Anyway, it hasn't ended so well for a Texan man called Stephen Spinal.
Is he a virgin?
Not Stephen Seagal.
Stephen Spinal.
He's a father, so he's not a virgin in his late 30s. He's ended up in a medically induced coma after he tried to remove his ingrown hair. So he had a go himself, thought he'd got it, and then feeling pretty horrible.
Yeah.
Went to hospital and they're like, it's got infected and you've gone into septic shock.
Oh, my gosh.
His whole body had sepsis in it.
Where was
then
the hair?
While he was in his groin.
Oh, so he's shaved.
Do you think? Yeah. He shaved it down and then got an ingrown.
I reckon he's had a razor that he's been using for four years. And he's gone, God, the missus's anniversary's coming up. I might have a crack at the old fella down here.
Yeah, so while he was in hospital dealing with the sepsis, he then got influenza A. Then he got double pneumonia in both lungs. And then he got acute respiratory distress syndrome. And they had to put him in a medically induced coma for 3 weeks.
And you know, after all that time.
I haven't finished.
Oh, sorry.
Keep your joke for the end. Okay. He had to undergo open heart surgery. Then he had to spend 2 weeks in a rotating bed to help his breathing and have fluids constantly drained from his lungs. His family were told he would not come out alive. And despite that, he's beaten the odds and he's now back walking.
Whoa.
Do you want to keep your joke now?
Well, I was just going to say, after all that time, it'd be so annoying because his pubes would have grown back and he'll have to shave again. Carrie and
Tommy. Driving you home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We are doing the roast of Tommy Little and it's time to meet another roaster.
It's time for friends to become enemies. Welcome to the roast of Tommy Little.
Oh, wow, wow!
I said, our Tommy's friends are here.
His friends.
People he loves the most.
They are all lining up, and they're gonna roast Tom.
Tommy's roast is here,
so
and Carrie is our host.
Tommy will definitely not have friends after the roast.
Wow.
He will cry no.
Laugh out loud from March 27 to April 21 at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival with hundreds of local and international acts. Browse the program and book now at comedyfestival.com.au.
Now, Bick, as you have been bringing roasters to me, surprising me with some of my nearest and dearest who are going to roast me, Dave Thornton is already confirmed. Adam Gilchrist, already confirmed. Nick Cody, Luke McGregor, Gina Liano is already locked in. But this next one I wanted to bring to you because I've just seen her host one of the biggest events in comedy, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Gala that happened last night. It is going to be on TV next week. She absolutely smashed it out of the park and she's going to be joining us for the roast. It's one and only Lizzie Hu. Lizzie,
hi.
I know this is not how a roast interview is meant to start, but congratulations, you were amazing last night. How was the release of energy afterwards?
Oh, so good. I feel very relieved. Yeah.
Were you stressed leading into it?
Oh, yeah, there's so much build-up. Oh, my gosh. And there's, like, a lot of admin involved in that gig.
What do you mean?
Well, you do your spots, but then you've got to come off and, like, back announce everyone. Then you've got to go into the crowd and introduce people from there. And there's just, like, a lot to think about.
Oh, yeah, because you were hosting. And so you have to mention it all for Oxfam and for people.
Yeah, I have to remember all these things, like how much $15 can get you emergency food to someone. Yeah. I mean, I was more earnest than that, but
sounds funny for a comedy show.
Yeah.
It's a very actually, it's a very much a project style pivot that
you used to do,
Carrie, where you have to be like, hey, anyway, there are people dying. But also, a funny thing happened at the supermarket the other day.
Exactly,
Lizzie. I don't think people realise that the Comedy Festival Gala, like. When you do a spot there, you think about it for months leading up to it. When they told you, would you like to host it, were you filled with dread or joy?
No, I was filled with joy and then I blocked it out of my mind until about a week before.
Did you?
And then I thought, oh, my gosh, I've got to put some work in here because
I reckon my first gala, and this is not even hosting, doing a spot, I reckon I didn't sleep well for probably 2 months from when they told me. And you didn't even think about it till a week before and you were hosting?
Yeah, because I had other stuff on.
Well, you've got your own show that you're also touring. What's your show about this year?
I went through a breakup, so that's fun. That's good material, isn't it? Yeah, and it is, like, it's been a year, so I'm past the, like, crying in the shower phase.
What phase are you at now?
I'm into the fun phase, Carrie.
Great.
Yeah, I'm back out there. You know, I'm having a good time. So it's stories, like it's dating stories.
How do you feel about the roast?
I feel pretty good. Probably haven't thought. I'll think about it before.
Of course.
Tuesday.
It's way out. It's only 4 days away.
It's only four days away. But yeah, no, it's going to be fun. I'm excited to roast a few people on there. Obviously, Tommy, Luke McGregor. He's got big night guard energy, that guy.
What's that mean?
Night guard, you know, like a mouth guard. You wear to bed.
Oh, mouth guard.
I thought you said night guard. Yeah, and so I said night guard.
Isn't that what you call it?
Oh, a mouth guard at night.
You mean like headgear?
No, like to stop you grinding.
Hang on.
Well, Lizzie. I wear one of them, Lizzie, so I've obviously got the same kind of energy.
And you do as well, Lizzie?
Yeah. It's really trippy and cool.
I didn't know I was surrounded by so much night guard energy in my life.
Do you wear your night guard on, like, when you're having a sleepover in a new partner's place?
Yeah, why not? Because
I can suggest some reasons why not.
No, you can just take – it's better than me, like, grinding my teeth.
Nah, I reckon they'd say it wasn't.
Hey, yeah. Lizzie, we can't wait to see you at the roast or show your live show. Lizzie, who's that girl is on at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival from next week. Make sure you check it out. You can also catch her hosting the gala. Lizzie, who, we will see you at the roast.
Okay, see you there.
Thanks,
you
Lizzie.
You really didn't match my energy at the end there.
Carrie and Tommy.
Tommy, have you got your tools today?
Guess what, guys? Not a screwdriver in sight over here.
Because no,
my bag was stolen overnight.
Oh, you had your tools stolen.
I'm all out.
You've got a power sander sitting in front of you.
No. It's not got no battery in it.
It's going.
Well, where'd the battery go?
Stolen. It's all gone.
Oh,
which means
but they
Jessie,
left the actual tool.
Jesse. They took the battery pack. Yeah. Jesse, it means you're on the tools today. What fun music fact are you bringing us?
We're going to do a little bit of Selena Gomez.
Jesse, if you are going to, can you take the protractor out from behind your ear?
No, but it makes me look more like a tradie.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to do a little bit of Selena Gomez Wolves because I think Selena needs the money.
Oh, does she? What's happened?
Yeah, she has to sell her business. Did you know that she's got a cosmetics company?
No, I thought that was Rihanna.
No, Rihanna has one as well.
I think there might be more than one cosmetics business.
Yeah, but
I thought that
I'm not
of all the pop stars, what other ones have cosmetics business?
Well, apparently the most popular ones are Gomez, Rihanna, and Hailey Bieber are the biggest cosmetics.
Oh, Bieber got.
Whereas apparently Ariana Grande's is not quite as successful. Apparently it's struggling a little bit.
Right. Yeah. So Selena's, why is she selling it?
So she found out that it's worth $2 billion US.
Oh, my God. But is it worth $2 billion if she then sells it? Isn't it worth the money because it's attached to her
name? Well, that's what I thought as well. Apparently she'll continue to work for them, but apparently it is the most sought after of all businesses for 2024.
Wow.
You know what she's been doing?
Well,
She's been on the tools. I didn't even know she was making a hugely successful cosmetics business. So has she sold it, Jess?
She hasn't sold it yet, but apparently it will be sold sometime this year. So just scrape a few dolls
Did
together.
Did you know
and have it.
Harry Styles has a beauty business called Pleasing?
Pleasing?
Yes, DJ Khaled has Blesswell.
Yes, I use his lip gloss.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, because
do you say DJ Khaled every time you put it on?
Do you want to have one more go at that?
It's all thanks to Ingham's Chicken. Who doesn't love tasty, crunchy, delicious chicken for dinner? Grab some Ingham's Chicken on the way home. Always tasty, always good.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home from 3 till 6, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's not just us here. The man who used to work from a cave in Ipswich now joins us in the studio on the Pots and Pans. It's Jezza.
Hello. Thank you for letting me out of the cave, everybody.
That's okay. As you know, it's like national service. We just put you there for 4 years and then we let you come back to the studio.
Let me out. And yeah, it's more like prison, I thought. But
yeah, and depending how you go now, you'll either go back in or you get to stay out.
Well, I'm nervous about bringing this one, but I bought it because I know two things about you guys. And the first thing is that you love interesting things. You know, you guys love, you know, Tommy loves hearing interesting things in podcasts and bringing them up in conversations. And we often, and I feel like this might be one of those things. The second thing I know about you guys is that you love magic. and illusions. Right?
Yes. I feel like both of these things are things that Tommy does.
Yes. Yes.
He keeps saying you guys much.
Well, we love magic.
You
we
do want to get sawed in half one day because
that is true. That is true. And I did like doing the illusion we did at the Fringe.
What illusion did we do?
The thing where
Harry levitated.
Levitated.
Oh, yes.
That was fun.
Sorry.
Yes.
That wasn't an illusion. That's why I got.
Oh, sorry.
All yes. I did was levitate you,
sorry.
Carrie.
Yeah.
I got confused with the word.
I love magic.
Yes.
All right.
What have you got for us now?
So I've got an audio illusion. So this will work really well for people listening in their cars. I just hope it's interesting enough. So have you guys ever. So actually. When you sing, right, imagine you start in the middle of the keyboard, so you go, and you try and go all the way up as high as you can. Can you, know what I'm
saying? Jezza, I can't hit a note, let alone start in the middle of a bunch of notes.
That doesn't even matter what the note is.
Is that it?
Yeah, exactly. So eventually it gets really hard to keep going. You can't keep going, right? You just can't stop. The shepherd's tone is an audio illusion that never stops going up. So if we could play this for 50 hours, right? And it's your brain will it will sound.
You know
like,
what? Yeah. You know what this is reminding me of. You know Escher, the artist, and who drew that the waterfall that constantly goes down in a square.
It's exactly like that, but for audio.
But what does it sound like then? If it does it get higher and higher?
Yeah. Well, your brain thinks it does, but it never actually gets that higher. So if you play the looped one there, Jesse, this is a shepherd's tone of. It's now looped and starting again.
What?
Yeah. It'll never stop.
But hold on. It's gone back to the beginning again,
that's
but we didn't even realise.
That's right.
Oh, this is going to drive me insane.
The anticipation is killing me.
I know. It's real. This is real. Edge of your seat stuff.
That goes for 50 hours.
No, it could go forever.
It could go forever. It'll never hit the top, ever.
How many does it go up before it loops back again?
I think it goes up. It's basically just
like a full octave.
Like because that's what she's talking about. A full octave.
It's still going up.
It's like an alarm.
So you can also send it.
You can turn it off now, I reckon.
But we can go.
But I want to see when it goes to the top.
Well, we can go back down actually, because it works going down as well. The shepherd's tone.
That might be less annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon. Let's try down.
See, that was gripping.
Let's try down.
I had to use a different noise for this one.
Oh my God. It's like a plane's going down.
It'll never.
And you just,
even
that'd be great
impressive.
For the time game when we kick them out the moon door.
But then they'll never hit the bottom.
Yeah, that's fine.
But that's okay.
They're falling for eternity.
It's still going down though. You're saying that looped back.
Yep, that looped back. Yeah, yeah.
It's quite impressive because it never even stops to loop.
Jesse.
I think I understand.
Yeah. I could explain why it worked musically, but I think that's boring. I
do. So what do we do with this information?
I just thought it would be a cool audio illusion for people to hear.
If it helps, you were right about what us guys like because I found that gripping.
Okay, if that wasn't edgy your seat enough.
There's more?
I've got another, one more audio illusion.
I've got to be honest, Jess. I need a bigger seat because this edge is not big enough on this seat and I'm firmly on it.
Right. This is called the Risset effect. That was a shepherd tone before. This is called the Risset effect where.
Sorry, just a quick question before you go on. Yeah, is there a reason why it's called the shepherd tone?
Oh, I the guy who figured it out on Musical.ly was called something shepherd, I think.
Oh, nothing Dave to do with the band. Shepherd.
Yeah, no.
They should have called it the Dave effect.
That's much cooler. But the Risset effect, if you tap along when Jesse plays this, the beat actually never gets faster, but your brain will trick you into thinking it's getting faster, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay. No, that's getting faster.
It's not getting faster. I swear it's not getting faster. It's the same tempo. One, two,
Is the beat bit going higher, so it's making you feel like it's going faster?
So the beat's staying the same, but the pitch is rising.
The pitch, I mean, is that going higher, so it's making you feel like it's going faster?
I realise that I don't know how to tap along, because I was going tap, 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 and Jez goes 1, 2, 3, 4, and I'm like, I've tapped about 47 times, and this bloke's only up to 4.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Bye.
Bye.
Another podcast with Carrie and Tommy is all wrapped up thanks to Alinta Energy. Alinta Energy is honest about how we get to net zero. Find out at alintaenergy.com.au. True power.